Kentucky Woods. I'm just spitballin', free ballin', 'cause I'm free, I'm free ballin', 'cause I'm free. Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, mom said the way you moan gonna make you sick, gonna make you wrong.
Oh, sorry.
Shut this up. Is the part where shut I up. Shut the window so nobody hears me.
It sounds like a murder happening actively, and I love it. It should be the soundtrack to your life.
Well, the soundtrack to my life is endless disappointment and never,
well,
never.
Well, welcome to the big game, baby.
We're doing it. This is success.
I mean, yeah, this is definitely success. I mean, I really, like, I'm feeling like, you know, everything that on this podcast is, like, as far as it's concerned, you know, everything that lies before me is non-consequential, and everything that lies behind us bears our mark. So, you know, we got this.
Yep, we got this. We especially got this because this is the pinnacle of civilization, Keith. This is what it is. Did you know that like 1,000 years ago, not even, let's go like 400 years ago, people dying of smallpox. There's a bunch of people on a continent that died from fucking blankets. Okay?
Idiots.
Do you know how far we've come? We've gotten to the point, going to space and back just because you're a billionaire, that's a flying car. It just doesn't look like a flying car in what we're used to. That's what, spaceships are flying cars. We got flying cars, Keith.
Hey, you know, I mean,
and I am in a living room. I'm facing outside to remember what outside looks like, because to be honest, I've forgotten. And everything's great, everything, and there's no way that a podcast could go wrong.
Bro, did you see that video I posted? Like, oh, hey, you know, I'm Keith. I haven't been outside in 3 months. Holy shit. It passed a whole season while I was out here just making dumb videos inside. I was like, I feel like, are you going through that?
Yeah, kinda. Kinda.
Who knew we just needed to make cars more dick shaped to fly? I mean, that too.
We got, did you say Cliff's gonna be here?
Yeah, he most likely. Let me go ahead and concrete that. I thought that homeless Canadian Bobby, you said something about him like kidnapping you again, so I didn't know what to expect whenever I got on here.
Right?
I was like, am I going to get cultured and, you know, a lesson at the same time, or just going to be Paul?
Hold on a second. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Did my quality change at all?
I feel like it did. I feel like it got better. Like the optometrist being like number one, number two.
No, this is the most annoying thing that's ever happened to me in my life. There's a button that you have to enable an external microphone now?
Are you shitting me? Are you? How bad do I sound? Okay, because I've noticed on our past like episodes that I don't sound the best and the like brightest.
Bro, the three dots, top right. Three dots, top right, enable external microphone.
Oh, shit, son. Oh. Oh, Paul. Do you know what just happened? I feel like we just opened up a whole new thing. You get the My Silky Smooth caramelness.
I'm so annoyed, dude. What if that's a big reason we haven't been getting listeners? Was because the stupid... God damn it, stereo.
That's okay. I've been talking to him a little bit for us. I think that they're going to feature us.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
That's how you do it, dude. I'm gonna share this.
Son of a bitch. Damn.
So.
Okay, I bet that sounded fantastic, didn't it?
It was sexy, yeah.
Ooh, okay, yeah. I can't do it and actually have sound come out of my ear holes. So awesome! Now that I know that.
I think your voice sounds okay. I was getting pissed off listening to my audio too, because I'm like, I spent money on a microphone. Like, it should be better than this. And if my audio is better now, that is so upsetting that they just ran. Erg, why would you have to enable an external microphone? Who cares? Welcome to the show, everybody. We got somebody named nothing because they're gone. What's their name?
Are you
calling
you out,
listener?
Her name's nothing. She's a nihilist. It's okay, Paul. This isn't where our listeners come from.
So if this was Rick and Morty, who would be Rick and who would be Morty? I feel like I would be Morty. I feel like you would be Rick. You have evil genius vibes.
Morty, come on. What are you talking about?
Oh, jeez, Rick.
What? Fuck yeah. I like it, dig it.
Morty, you got... You have to put the egg in your ass, Morty. What? What?
Oh, jeez, Rick. Oh no.
this is what it takes, Morty. You have to shove it straight up there. You have to put it all the way up. You have to put it all the way up in your ass.
All the way up, Morty. All the way up.
All the way up, Morty.
Morty. Oh, good. Damn it. I can't do it. I'm actually drinking and I can't do it. What the fuck, man?
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Oh, jeez. I feel like I'm doing Winnie the Pooh screaming like in a sexy film.
Welcome to Cross Examination. Oh, Keith, you do the intro while we're waiting on.
All right. I got it. All right. Welcome to Cross Examination, the very serious interview show where we ask the most wayward stereotravelers the most important questions on the internet. We record this podcast live on the Stereo app, but we'd also like to thank our listeners on Spotify and iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure to leave a review so we can continue pouring this sexy cacophony into your ears once a week. With that, I'm Keith Burr.
And I'm homeless Canadian Bobby. I'm so excited to be on the show today. How are you doing, Keith?
You terrify me. What did we talk about last time? Gee, we did talk. You looked me in the eyes as I was yelling at you.
I'm always watching you. That's why.
God, you know, that's sexy and unsettling at the same time. You know,
my favorite band by a long shot, Tears for Fears.
Oh, Tears for Fears. That's like, wasn't that the first name that they came up with for Naked and Afraid? If not, it should have been.
Tears for Fears. Just love the metaphor. Okay, sure. I got some questions. This is the show. He said we have questions for everybody. If you guys have questions for us, feel free to send them in. I want to hear all your doodlings. I want to hear everything that you got to say about this blue-haired bastard next to me, too.
You sound like everyone on Degrassi if they had violent undertones and leaked just menace.
Politeness runs in my blood.
I don't like it. I feel like it's forced. Nobody pay it. Nobody buy this, okay? This guy is a fucking murderer, all right? He's got his hat backwards.
Nothing's forced when you're this happy all the time, Keith.
Oh, did you hear that? The cold chills in his voice? For the love of St. Peter, let's someone stop this man.
It's never going to happen. I'm changing my username to Homeless Canadian Bobby.
Oh, we got a guest who wants to come up and speak. Angie Bell. She made it.
Oh, it's Angie. No shit.
I'm not telling you.
Oh, I can't change a verified username? Oh, that's sad. Okay, whatever.
What the fuck, Paul? Come on, man. All right.
Does it look like I care, Keith? I'm just ready. Okay, sure, I'm back, baby.
Oh, you heard Legion taking over, ladies and gentlemen. That's what that was, for they are many.
We are few. We are far in between.
This is an army commercial?
The few, the proud, the doodiddle and hacker boys.
That guy's not smart enough to be in the Air Force, sorry.
There's only a few of us, but we technically own all the wealth in the world.
Oh, the British monarchy. You gotta love oligarchies every once in a while. Oh, no, that's an aristocracy? No?
The queen. Funny story about the Queen of England. She likes to be choked during sex. I never would have seen that coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's the closest that she can come to dying. You know, being pumped full of adrenochrome every day. I mean, you'd have to have somebody choke you out a little bit just to come or live.
Well, you said come on the radio.
Oh, I said, you know, come
that's
or
an,
go.
That's an inappropriate word, Keith. I might just have to come over there and teach you a lesson.
Well, you done came on your own premise there, buddy. You said you don't come down this way. I tell you, I got family out here. Mm-mm. You're going to come which way? Come whatever may.
Well, it looks like I'm not really a host of the show, so I can't actually bring anybody up. It's got to be you, Keith.
Oh, God. You know, pressure's on. Add to talk. That was hard. Thumbs. That's all. I wonder if I should do this. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's hilarious. She said she's still on a boat, but they pulled away from service. So this is what our week's been like with guests. Mike was on a mountain and
speeding down it.
Yeah. Hey Mike, you want to be on a podcast tomorrow? Yeah, I'm just gonna be on a mountain all the time.
So
but
like
actually
I'm rolling.
It was a good episode and Mike's a great guy. Loved him. Angie, you want to be on a podcast a week and a half from now?
Absolutely.
She's on a boat.
She's on a boat and
she's on a boat and got no service and got a nautical themed shitty service phone.
Oh, got a nautical themed ain't no laws in this fucking nautical surf zone. By God, that's what it is.
She's got her swim trunks and her shitty phone.
And a shitty copy. So stupid. I can't come up with shit right. What the fuck? So I threw a hard drive and it's stuck in a tree a little bit ago. And I'm about to post it on Instagram when we get finished on here because it's a delight to see. It looks like nature's getting hip or people are moving in.
Nature's getting hit?
Hip.
Hip?
Yep. Like it's catching up.
To what?
I don't know. It's like, you know, it's just got... I don't think about a lot of things that I do before I do them, Paul.
I guess me neither. I understand.
I feel like, you know, it takes strategy to grow your hair out to curl the way that it does.
I don't know what is going on. The fucking shit doesn't work. It's happening. Nobody can hear me. It's still on a phone.
Start throwing bows like you're in a mosh pit.
Hey, Angie, where's your bow?
On the water.
Angie's gone.
Angie.
Holy shit, you know what's crazy? This is her avatar actually looks like her.
But, oh shit! Ah. It's not that, it's the service.
Boats!
God damn it! Fucking A! I can't.
Oh. Holy shit, Jesus. She is my. She's my internal dialogue.
She's everybody's spirit animal ever that was scheduled for a podcast and they're on a boat. That is her spirit animal. You're my spirit animal, Angie.
Oh, I love you, Paul. I'm my best
friend now. Can your spirit animal swim?
I'm not terrified.
I'm sorry.
About this.
Keith, this is going to be the second episode in a row that's going to be advertised special content on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. I was like, when shit goes wrong.
Yeah, when we're on episode 100, episodes like these are going to be hilarious.
We'll be eating beluga caviar with just a golden fork and laughing like, do you remember back in those days, Paul,
okay.
Old buddy, do you?
But in reality, Angie Bell is the last lone survivor on an airship going 33,000 kilometers per hour, hovering above the Earth's atmosphere.
She's got to survive.
Her oxygen is running low.
I hope not. Angie, can you breathe?
Angie, do you read? This is Houston.
Angie, are you okay? Are you okay, Angie?
That's that. Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Good one. Ground control to Angie Bell.
The rocket engine burning out of you. Oh, and I think it's gonna be a long, long time before Angie comes around to find the service that she needs to be.
Oh, no, no, no. Power service sucks. Service sucks.
Alright, can y'all hear me now? On a boat in the fucking ocean. Oh, AGB. Jesus Christ. Fucking
HB is not my girl. Oh, sorry. Okay. But hey, this is how we...
That's beautiful. That's amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, this is a talent show where people showcase their internet
boredom.
Well, I can't shake my ass and tits like through the speaker, so that's
can you indeed throw that ass in a circle?
Real shit? I can't. I'm the one black person that doesn't know how to dance. Like, there's a disconnect between my brain and my ass. It just
holy shit.
What happens.
We already have something in common. What about a rhombus?
You said what? A rhombus? You know, I'm more like a stick figure. A stick figure is more my just line. Mine
you're
is my
a
dance.
Stick figure. She thinks that's she's like whatever.
That's an acute description, you know. Don't be obtuse.
Well, don't be obtuse. Exactly. Paul, shut the fuck up.
Angie's under the impression that she's like this plywood board or something like that, and it's fucking hysterical.
I prefer wet sponge.
Hey, I like that. Oh, she hasn't seen me then. Like, I have to convince people that it's not just bones showing, that I have skeletal muscle.
Yeah, like, I followed you on Instagram. I've seen. I agree.
See? I mean, that's the, like, upside.
But I'm also on your show, and I'm running really late, so I'm willing to say anything nice right now. So
listen, flattery works.
Hey.
It does.
Ain't the time to pull your punches. This ain't it, Angie. We want to hear the best
you got
to offer.
Hold on a second.
Hell
hey,
yeah.
Can you grab my purse out the boat? Sorry, that's unprofessional. So it's showing up 25 minutes late.
No, it's okay.
This will be bonus content. This will be bonus content.
That works. And you just tell it that when that one bitch decided to grace us with her presence 35 mm-hmm. minutes late.
Give me my purse off that motherfucking boat, is what I'm going to call it.
Sounds good to me.
Y'all. I swear, I think that she's my internal dialogue, and I've never heard anything like so close. Like, you say exactly what I feel.
Well, I hear the accent, and you would be like to know that I'm wearing cowboy boots and a cowboy hat right now. So me and you could be.
I got my, I'm rattling now. I ain't no snake.
I'm rattling now, he says. What are you rattling?
I don't know. I mean, it's a mystery to me too, just as much as it is you, Paul.
That's an ancient clearly. Kentucky custom to carry around some keys, and every time you see a beautiful woman, you just start fucking rattling them.
Well, you do know, like, you're never supposed to trust a man that carries change in his pocket, because once he starts jingling around that change, it means he's fucking with his dick, right? So
yeah, playing a good old game of pocket fool.
Exactly.
Where did you grow up, Angie? Where having change in somebody's pocket and they're rattling that means they're playing with their penis.
I mean, I feel like that's everywhere USA.
Is there an age limit on that? I disagree. I've had change in my pocket. I've played with it. I have not played with myself when I'm playing with my change. Just playing with change. Can a man just play with his change without becoming
a
sexual predator? Is there nothing safe in the world anymore?
You are a deviant and a bold-faced liar. So I don't
because
think that's
I have quarters.
You're not welcome to my Camaro.
I'm doing it.
On. We cannot carpool to open mics anymore.
I'm going to a Chuck E. Cheese, and I'm bringing a nephew. It's not weird, and I have coins in my pocket. Damn it! How
to give
is that
to the children,
now?
Like, oh, hey, don't you want to play some games, little boy? Don't you want some quarters for some games?
We all
yep.
fucked
that's not weird at all, is it?
Says the deviant. Wearing boots and a cowboy hat with a bathing suit, probably. You lady of the
real
night.
Real shit. I am wearing a sundress with a bathing suit underneath it that it looks like a naked man with a hairy naked man. That is what I'm wearing right now, and my whole family is embarrassed by me.
We got a Southern Belle.
Yeah. Aren't I a lady?
I love it.
You're a bisexual dream right now is what you are, Andy. That's hilarious. We got a
message. I'm a what?
You're a bisexual's dream. That's what that band exudes.
Oh, okay.
You're a Swiss
That's why we're
now.
Friends, Paul. That's why we're friends.
That's exact. Yeah, yeah. That's been the whole time.
I feel like that's more homeless Canadian Bobby. That's why you're friends. Paul's a good dude.
No, that's not a... I'm not bisexual, guy. I'm just I'm really into hair. Just hair everywhere. I want
bears.
Him to be a
you
woman.
Mean bears. You like
so the,
bears.
The fact that there's a male body on it isn't really the attractive part, not for me. But if I could just
point.
Braid some of that belly hair, I'm sure diddly boo-boo.
Hey, buddy, I look like Burt Reynolds laying on top of that grizzly rug if I were the grizzly rug.
And I look like Julius Caesar, except the grapes are balls.
Et tu, Brute, motherfucker. Hmm?
Hey, two brew take. Okay, we got a message. Let's play it for Dre the therapist.
I can't say that I'd agree that having change in your pocket is an equivalent to some self-care. Maybe I just went to McDonald's. Maybe I just decided to break a 20. So I don't know, you know. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Not to mention, well, thank you so much for that call, Dre, but not to mention the third or fourth possibility that you're trying to pay for shit in change.
I have something to say about that.
Oh, I love paying in change.
I have something to say about that in regards to hand, like maybe you went to McDonald's. I feel like there's levels to that shit. Like you can have like a quarter and a nickel in there, but if you're jingling, you're playing with your dick. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, got a little change in my pocket.
You can have a little bit in your pocket and not be playing with your dick. But if you're jingling, you're playing with your dick. My brother just looked at me crazy because he wasn't on the boat. He doesn't know that I'm on a podcast. He's like, what the fuck is she talking about?
He got some change in his pocket?
Maybe. He's a deviant.
We all are.
This isn't fair.
I'm on Paul's podcast. Thousands and thousands of people are going to know that you're a deviant and you play with your dick. What? Okay.
I'm
going to
tell everybody.
Never mind.
Fine. I'm all for gender equality. I'm going to throw this right back at you. Women get to wear thongs.
I have to
get rid of them. Yeah. Andy's not even listening. Doesn't matter. Women get to wear thongs, which is just scraping up against the coochie all day.
That's true. That is a fact.
I know for a fact that that's not just for view and pleasure of others.
I mean, it looks nice, but have you ever seen what that shit looks like when you take it off?
Yeah.
It's ass floss.
Yeah,
it's the epitome of do more with what with less.
I have his. Yeah. And the room key. Sorry, I'm still on a boat.
Well, you're not on a boat.
Shut up. I'm next to a boat.
You're on the dock. You know.
She's like, trying to
Sorry, I'm distracted.
Technically, she's performing in front of a live studio audience.
That's pretty much it. There's about 8 or 9 people in front of me right now that just walked up and have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. They're very confused.
Good. I like to keep people on that exact level.
Gotta keep them on their toes, you know.
Yeah.
Keith's gonna...
Vaginas, ass flops, you never know.
Keith's gonna come up to me after the show and be like, you're not allowed to book anybody anymore, Paul. Just leave it to me. And I'm not gonna be able to say anything, Andy.
It's fine. He's gonna be like, this bitch was 30 minutes late, then she came cussing up a storm, talking about dicks and balls and ass blocks and vaginas and calling all of your fans pedophiles and deviants. So of course you're not gonna want me back on your show. That's fine.
I
know where I stand. I know where I stand. I'm aware.
You stand firmly in my subconscious. That's exactly where you stand. And
fair enough.
I don't know if you couldn't really get off on a better note with me, like, not get off, Jesus Christ, it's the demon in me.
It's okay. It's because we're talking about dicks. I understand.
Penises and such.
Yep.
Hey, Angie, welcome to Cross Examination, the show where we ask you the most important questions that we can find on the internet. What inanimate object What object do you want to disappear?
Okay, this podcast is going to fail. What happened? Yep. What is the question you're trying
what
to
inanimate,
ask?
What inanimate object do you want to disappear from the face of the earth?
That means non-cartoon.
Non-cartoon, but an inanimate object.
Why'd you say non-cartoon?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry, there's a boat going by.
I can hear you. I said not cartoon, it's like anti-anime. You know, same thing, that's what it means.
I have an answer. So I want, like, if it can be multiple thing items of the same thing, then I want all Bob's Big Boys to be, like, wiped off. The Bob's Big Boy statues, because I don't like that the way that little bitch is looking at me all the time. Like, why is he posing like that? Why is he looking at me like that? I don't appreciate it. So, fuck him. All of them can die.
I swear to God, you are just inner dialogue, just disembodied.
Why do they bother you so much?
You know, little white kids doing weird shit.
Fucking
was that racist?
Weird
a little bit.
White kids.
A little bit racist.
No, I feel
like he's entitled. Like, he thinks his burger's better than everyone else's. I make a pretty good burger.
Angie probably makes a great burger. She's got some, like, a whole line of hot sauces and shit. Like,
I sure do. Barbecue sauce. Just one of them is called Hot Ass. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Talk about racist. Jeez. Come on, Angie.
It's a ghost pepper mango barbecue sauce.
That sounds delicious, actually.
And then I have a brown sugar bourbon sauce, and then a habanero pineapple rum sauce. An original sauce is just like a smoky, applewood smoked sauce, and then I have an apple pie moonshine sauce.
Crazy. I mean, you know, if you had three wishes, what's holding you back from being a better person?
I'm kind of an asshole, you know? I need people to let me say whatever the fuck I want and not be upset by it. I think that's my main setback right there.
Right, exactly. You know, me too. Like, people have to suffer me.
Exactly. And then I don't give a fuck, so it always...
I feel like you being honest in people's faces, though. I think it's a good thing, because then you can figure out who can at least take a joke.
But if they can't, then they're little bitches, and that's not my problem.
Also, you say roasts and stuff, like, with a smirk. Like, people can tell that, like, you know, you're just fucking with people. If you can't fuck with people, then you can't have friends.
Not always. Like, for example, like, a week ago, me, Paul, and my boyfriend were in a BevMo, and I told Paul this is why white people need to stay in their place. And I can't remember how we got to there. But, like, my boyfriend had just met Paul for the first time, so he got uncomfortable and walked away and was like, I can't believe you told him that. I'm like, this bitch understands. He's fine. He's a comedian. He'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm like, Darren, stop being a bitch.
What was he doing, trying to go to sleep?
No, we were buying booze.
She called me a bitch, Darren. Grow up.
Do you know what one of the questions that I had to ask Darren was how much sleep do you have to not get to, like, get that look?
Who?
What look?
Derek.
Derek?
I thought, Derek.
Oh, we're
oh,
saying
Freeman,
Darren, not
Freeman.
Derek.
Oh,
Derek is not my boyfriend. He's cool and all, but it's not Derek.
My eyes are so open.
Right
now. It's okay. You're not in our inner circle. It's fine.
Right, I'm actually, like, super far away from it, so I feel like, you know, like, with the little knowledge that I have, I'm navigating pretty well. Are you in the middle of a tornado?
No, but I am still on a lake. I'm in Laughlin.
You have to throw that ass in a circle on the lake, huh?
Well, you know, thought ability is building up inside of me. The ability
I do it all the time.
Oh, my dad's approaching me. I'm recording a podcast with Paul right now.
Podcast.
I'm on a podcast. It's live streaming. Well, yeah. Get away from me.
You could ask him.
He lifted up his stomach and said, "Get this," as if there's cameras around. Nobody can see your fat gut, sir. Put it away. He has, like, one of those pregnant bellies. for but an old man pregnant belly. Like, he looks like he's past due. Like,
can
at
you
least
take a
3
photo?
Past due.
Can you I take can. A photo of Dad, that and it'll be the cover of here. The podcast episode?
Dad, I need to take Absolutely. A picture of your stomach.
Oh, you know what? It would be dope if I could ask him this question. What do you think about this pile?
Yeah, do it. Well, do it. Fucking run it. Anything experimental. Okay. Just take your pants off, Keith. That's the type of episode it is.
All right.
No pants allowed. It's over.
You talk about whores in this house, buddy. I used to import ass like a Kennedy up in there. My God.
Who's that? Is that Matthew over. McConaughey?
The shit doesn't work. My bad. I went to take a picture. I'd never been on stereo before. I didn't know the shit was going to stop working. I'm sitting there talking to myself and shit, and y'all aren't even there. I'm not mad, though.
I was going to say, that ain't too bad. Normal, I talk to myself all the time. It is good to talk to somebody who has some sense.
Well, my great-grandma used to always say, as long as you don't answer yourself, you're not crazy. Talk all
my
you
dad
want.
Always... My dad always used to say it's okay to talk to animals as long as they don't talk back.
I don't know about that.
Well, looks like I'm 0 for 2. Uh-oh.
No. Oh, Angie, could you ask your dad this question, possibly? Both of you.
Dad!
Open-ended here.
Come here! Come here! Let me come to him. I'm going to give him an ear.
That's weird y'all that you guys think that. My parents and my therapist both said that it's only dangerous if you start arguing. Conversations are fine with you.
Put this in your ear. They
want to
ask you something. Want
to ask me something?
Yeah.
All right. Hi there, sir. What's your name?
Well, how are you doing, sir?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I broke it.
Oh, no.
All right.
Damn it.
Okay.
All
this
right.
My dad.
Now.
Go ahead and ask.
Hello. This is Morgan Freeman.
No, all right. Here's the question. You're alone on a desert island because Paul likes to fly. There's one other physically unopposing, slower, dumb as shit, snake-eyed, probably better off not alive, face his own bitch with you. Okay. Why are you already eating them?
Because I was fucking hungry.
I like that answer. That's straightforward to the point.
Do you remember who Paul remember
I
in the
do not remember who Paul
in
is.
The comedy contest, Paul is the bisexual one who I told his big black boyfriend that he had a little dick while I was on stage.
Ah, okay, now I remember that. Really
See, what?
Yeah, tell him that I got better at comedy. Now, here's my question for you, dude. What's your name again?
DB.
DB?
D as in dog, B as in bad.
Nope.
Dog bear? Are you a furry?
But fire away. What's the question?
All right. Here's the question. All right. I've told you about the bitchiest moments of my life in public at a show. What is the bitchiest moment of your life? Go.
Heaven, Angela.
Ah, that's fucked up.
Yes. Oh, let's go, heaven. Baby.
Do y'all see why I'm a comedian?
Yep. Can I get back on the water now? Because it's fucking hot out here.
It's definitely not because he's got a quick wit. It's definitely because he has sex in fursuits. I'm so happy you came on the show. Give it back.
There
off
it is. All right. You guys have a good one. It's hot as shit out here. I'm getting back in the water.
Hey, thank you. You cool off, brother.
You didn't tell me your dad was a furry. You must be excited. You must have had the cutest onesies growing up.
Dad was a drunk.
They varied between like bears and lions. Sometimes they're kangaroos. You know, sometimes you got to mix it up a little bit.
Lions and tigers and bears. I came. Okay. We got.
Oh,
and get a marsupial up in it.
We got marsupials. Remember the marsupials?
Who gives a fuck about those, though?
Kangaroo Harambe, you know.
What's your biggest accomplishment that you can never tell your parents about? Go.
Burning my butt. Hold on 1 second. I sat down on some steps and they are very hot. Maybe that.
Yeah, I felt like that was a good contender.
Let's see that. Right? I can never tell my parents about.
I don't feel like that's
maybe
not
it's
very
that
much.
I secretly can throw that ass in a circle. Maybe that's it.
It took me so long to twerk over quarantine, but I have told them that I can do it.
My mom doesn't even know that I'm a comedian.
Wow. I've made my mom listen to me talk about being a little dick magnet on stage, and she's very Christian.
Little dick magnet. Sorry, I felt like that deserved the chopped and screwed
version. I feel like very Christian people would be the best at popping that pussy. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, that's my mother you're talking about. Do you want to fight?
What? Hey, what did I say that was wrong?
I said, that's my mother you're talking about. Do you want to fight?
No, I said, what did I say that was wrong?
Very Christian people would be the best at popping that pussy. Verbatim, sir.
She's throwing that ass in a crucifix. Just no circles here.
All right, we got time for a couple more questions, and then we're gonna end this complete shit show.
All right, let's
Keith, it's your turn.
How about this, Angie? How would you tell me to do a better job or just be funnier? What do I need to do? What do I need to work on?
Oh, that's easy. I know Paul's gonna know exactly what I'm gonna say. Don't be a bitch. Just fucking do it. Fucking do it. Get that shit done. I don't want to hear any bitching. Make it happen.
I'm sure that everything about my persona here exudes bitchiness, doesn't it?
I don't like to speak on one's character. I just like to tell people how they need to be better.
I like to just foot shuffle all over somebody's character if I have to.
Yep. I mean, that's what certain people like to do.
I'll cut a rug on top of somebody's shit, you know?
Cut a rug? Is this 1963?
I don't think you got to be an insane significant other to make the jump that when you say don't be a bitch, you're implying that they're being a bitch.
Are constantly being a bitch. If there's something wrong, then you're being a bitch. Bitchiness constant is exuding from your presence, and you need to fix it.
And you just leaking that bitch, just like, pouring out. Like,
Angie, why don't you just make a shirt that says don't be a bitch? I think that would be one of your best sellers.
I have one that says don't be dicks, on the back. And now that you're saying that, I might have to have don't be dicks and don't be a bitch, and I might do that once I come back from this lake that I'm on.
Yeah, you do that. Good luck. I'm fucking trademarking it right now.
Oh, well, that's you being a bitch, sir, so don't. Please don't.
Me being financially responsible and fiscally.
That's him having a credit card.
And I thought we were going to be friends.
I don't understand money. What are you talking about, girl?
He only understands money enough to, okay, if I save this much, I can buy an RV. That's how Keith understands.
Do you know how much a trademark costs?
Money.
Yeah.
It's about $500. So you about to go ahead and get that trademark, huh?
That it?
Ooh, money bags.
I'll throw it on
you. Come where you are. Just $500 to...
Don't take me away from here.
Yeah, Keith does a pyramid scheme down in Kentucky that got pretty big. It's called meth dealing.
I combined pure romance with amphetamines as well. Oh,
I thought it was just that thing that was going around Instagram for a while where it's like you give $100 and five or six people, if they give $100, then you'll get $500. But you have to make sure six other people give $100 before it's your turn to get $100. Oh. That's not the pyramid scheme you're running.
That's exactly
what drug dealing is like. That's exactly what it's like. Think about it, right? Because like think Tupperware, that pyramid scheme, right? So like somebody sells you Tupperware and then you sell it to somebody for more money. And the only way for you to get more Tupperware is by buying more Tupperware. That shit.
Yeah.
That's exactly what drug dealing is.
Tupperware, Avon, Amway, Herbalife, all that.
Holy shit, I'm wearing
a piece
of it.
You literally
right
are
now.
Going down the line from a supplier, which is the Tupperware pyramid scheme.
Yep.
And then you keep going. It's the same thing.
I've been to one of those meetings before for Primerica. This is an insurance pyramid scheme.
Oh my God, fuck Primerica.
Kirby vacuums.
And like they're like, it's not a pyramid scheme, but look at this diagram that's shaped like a pyramid, but it's not. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's
we flipped it on its top.
if
just
you're going
bigger
to
at
job,
the top. It's just an upside down pyramid. It's like owner, everyone beneath you, but the owner is really big instead of really small.
And it looks like kind of like an hourglass.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like I'm getting fucked here, guys. Come on, what's going on?
All right. My last question for you, Angie, and then we'll do Keith's last one, and then we'll get out of here. What is the happiest moment of your life so far?
Oh, probably my first time doing stand-up. because I got up there, I was afraid. So I made one of my friends go with me. I went to this place called,
Great memory.
Yep. Someplace on Normandy in LA. It's a little small. Tao Comedy Club. See, I had to keep talking.
Oh, she's gone. That good. They killed her for saying his name. What?
Well, I'm glad she died thinking of what she loved.
Never perform at that club, Paul. I can't do this alone.
Oh my goodness. I finally cut the wire that took all episode. That was so difficult.
You again, you son of a bitch.
Sorry, I pop up like a mole.
Pop up like a genital wart, except I can't cut you off.
I pop up like a Las Vegas trip that you're arrested for.
All of them. You ain't special.
I pop up like a new mayoral candidate for Cincinnati. Uh-oh, don't vote for me.
Oh, somebody's got to replace Cuomo. Hopefully you're better.
The best part is I have zero Italian.
You're not a day drinker. Good.
No, I'm definitely a night drinker. I just always see dark.
Oh, let's better see it red, buddy, because I get drunk too much and just this demon comes out of me. You probably understand what I'm talking about. I mean, help me.
Seeing red is for pussies. Real motherfuckers so. Know that blood is sometimes dark blue.
Tastes like pennies. Yeah, so what?
Also, make sure you use Tide Free and Clear. It's better for your skin. My eczema got so much better when I made the switch.
Free and Clear is better than 20 to life.
My favorite thing to get blood out of clothing is Grandma's Secret Cleaner. You can get it in tiny little boxes. Sell them on Etsy. It works. Oh, sure.
I feel like fire is the best cleanser, to be honest, you know.
And gave up. So I had to come put it in the water in the beach to cool it down.
Put it in the water. She actually sounds like she dropped her phone in the water.
She might have.
That actually sounded like the phone was in water. Did you hear that?
She probably is just a really good faker. I can't, you know, this is one downfall of me. And sometimes I can't tell when a woman's faking.
It's okay. Hey, this has been cross examination. The whole thing was a mistake. Thank you, Angie, for coming on today. My name's Paul Oberkeith. Awesome episode as always.
I know. I'm a bag full of cats.
You're a bag full of cats, and I'm screaming. And a special thanks to Morgan Freeman and Homeless Canadian Bobby for making guest appearances.
Wow. Thank you very much. I appreciate being here. It was a good opportunity for my career.
You know it was, you bitch. Now tie yourself back up and put yourself in a glass box.
I go from God to playing this.
Yeah, and this is better, and you know it, because at least we're not made up. Hey, love y'all.
Bye.